This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. So I'm sitting in the pavilion show floor with Kevin Hackman. He is a co-founder of General Interface and the director of developer evangelism at TIBCO. And he was just talking about how the web is changing and in a way that developers should be aware of. So could you elaborate on what that change is, what's changing in the web?
Sure. Really the last 2 years, I think, has been really exciting. We've seen, I think, two major trends really come together, namely AJAX and service-oriented architecture. And people have realized through that that they can start to create a far richer set of application capabilities, things that are like what we perhaps envisioned in 1995 with Netscape's revolution, that we would have software running in a browser. And now with AJAX and its relationship to SOA, consuming pure data services, seeing that. There's another shift that's taking place too, which is what we call event-driven architecture. People are now demonstrating the ability to have a persistent HTTP connection so that events on the server and events on the client, frankly, are blurred. And your client applications and server applications, because they can be persistently connected rather than request-response connected, essentially exist all in the same event cloud. This gets us back to application development paradigms like we had with Visual Basic or more traditional client-server types of solutions while maintaining all the low-cost benefits of deploying over the web.
Okay, so one of the things you said earlier was that the reason this HTTP connection, persistent connection, is now possible is because we figured out how to scale it on the server. So can you...
Right. So you can look to you can look back in time to projects like Pushlets, open source, I think, project that was maintaining that persistent HTTP connection. It actually came out with the HTTP 1.1 specification, a keep alive. Projects like Comet D more recently starting to embrace that, solve some of the issues. But really the ultimate issue around this persistent connection is scalability. A lot of that historically has been constrained to the servlet spec. Lots of people like to work within servlets, but there's a one servlet to one thread limit. What TIBCO has done in its most recent release of its TIBCO AJAX message service is go outside the servlet. We've created a dedicated Java process on a server. It's got its HTTP port 80, port 443 for security, but isn't constrained to the one thread, one connection. Instead, pools those things, does multiplexing, leverages a lot of our experience in the message bus capabilities, but allows you to extend that to a scalable solution.
Okay, that makes sense. So I like the way you said event cloud. You said that the client and the server is all kind of part of the same event cloud. So when you got a persistent connection, it's just these two parties are connected together and they can just share events back and forth.
Or 100 parties connected together, right?
Okay, so that sounds like a big party. So what kinds of new things might people do with in this situation? I mean, might developers... What can they do with that?
Sure. So there's all kinds of business cases, for example, stock traders' desktops, executive dashboards or real-time information, operational overviews are really kind of critical. And again, to do that in a high-performance real-time situation historically has been constrained to thick client or some type of extra plug-in media requirement. Here you're able to do that using the AJAX technology, using standard browsers.
Okay, and so how does this fit in with General Interface?
So General Interface is a client-side GUI kit built with AJAX technology. Today, it's been a market for about 6 years, so it offers over 100 AJAX GUI components out of the box, all open source licensed, plus a visual toolkit. You can use the TIBCO AJAX message service in concert with General Interface, or really just use it with an HTML page. It's extremely open. In fact, you can use it if you want with plugin media and other things, even Java clients. So it's not limited to just browser or constrained to General Interface. You can mix and match like you can all parts of the TIBCO application stack. One of the things that's interesting too, what we demonstrated at the Open AJAX Interop Fest back in March, just before this show, was we built an application with the AJAX message service pushing data to a General Interface GUI. And then we showed the exact same General Interface GUI receiving information from DWR with its most recent 2.0 release in the reverse AJAX, which is another example of this event-driven kind of applications existing in the event cloud. DWR facilitates, again, that server push of events invoked in Java, but pushed out to execute in JavaScript, and is another case of this evolution taking place.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.